as a congressman. Jack has already offered some promising plans, enterprise zones to create jobs and encourage investment in depressed areas, urban homesteading, to allow public housing residents to gain a stake in their own communities and in their own futures. And I believe these approaches will work, and they constitute a new ray of hope for those left frustrated by decades of failed urban and housing policies, policies offered throughout the 60s and 70s that created nothing more than dependency and sadly resulted in urban decay. Jack Kemp is an idea man, and I'm now asking him to apply his vision of opportunity to America's housing and urban development needs. I'm confident he will succeed. I look forward to working with him in creating hope for all Americans. And now I'd like to ask Jack to say a few words, and then, as we've been doing, I'll take some questions and then leave the floor to him to answer questions. All yours. Welcome.
I'm honored to be here.
Well, Mr. Vice President, thank you very much for appointing me as your Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and particularly for the confidence you've shown in me. It's an honor to stand with you, to serve in your administration and your cabinet, and I look forward to helping you fulfill the mandate that you have to lead this country into the decade ahead. You talked during your campaign about home ownership and jobs. You talked about opportunity for all people as the key ingredients of the American dream. When thinking about the challenge ahead, I'm reminded of the beautiful words of Martin Luther King, who 25 years ago, in accepting the Nobel Peace Prize, said that he accepted that prize with an abiding faith in America and an audacious faith in the future of mankind. Well, Mr. Vice President, you too have an abiding faith in America, and I want you to know I have an audacious faith that together we can help recapture the American dream for our distressed inner cities and those who live in poverty and despair. I'm excited about working in an administration that has pledged itself not only to some basic reforms, but to some fundamental principles in the area of housing and urban economic development. George Bush has reaffirmed the goals of the 1949 Housing Act to help create the conditions in America for every family to have decent and affordable housing. He recognizes the appalling tragedy of homelessness and joblessness. He's asked for full funding of the McKinney Act and a private enterprise job creation strategy for our nation's inner cities and urban areas. George Bush said during his campaign that the basic challenge of our housing programs is affordability for the poor, the elderly, particularly young families just starting out. I'm looking forward to helping George Bush fulfill these pledges. I believe that we have a unique opportunity to forge new alliances that transcend color, ideology, and even economic status. It isn't necessary to agree on everything, but is absolutely necessary and possible, I believe, to gain consensus on a public-private enterprise partnership to wage war on poverty. And if there's one philosophy that will drive the Department of Housing and Urban Development under George Bush's presidency and under my stewardship, it will be this: that we want to give people the ability to seize new job and opportunities for themselves, to make decisions about their own lives, to secure a better life for their children, and without any illusion about the challenge facing us, and with the recognition that government can't solve all problems, we will do everything in our power to uphold our American heritage as a nation under God that respects the rights of others, shows compassion for those in need, and advances equality of opportunity to all. Mr. Vice President, I'm honored to serve with you and look forward to fulfilling these pledges.
Thank you, Jack. Before I answer any questions, I see Joanne Kemp is over here and their daughter Judith. We're delighted that she's here. One of the pleasant things out of the campaign, having run against each other, was the genuine friendship and affection that developed between not only the senior Bushes and Kemps, but amongst our kids. So, Judith, I'm so pleased to see you. Yeah.
Mr. Vice President,
Mr. Kemp spoke of the tragedy of homelessness. To what extent do you accept the premise that Reagan administration policies contributed to the problem of homelessness? And in any case, given the budget constraints, what will your administration be able to do about homelessness?
Well, we're wrestling with the budget constraints right now, and they are real. They are very, very real. I am absolutely convinced that homelessness is not going to be solved by the federal government alone. And that's one of the reasons I'm glad to have Jack Kemp, who has this whole innovative approach to not just homelessness, but everything doing with everything to do with urban development, at my side. What was the first part of it?
You accept the premise that Reagan administration policies exacerbated homelessness?
No, I don't accept that.
To follow up, Mr. Vice President, the increase in homelessness has been dramatic over the last 8 years. And Samuel Pierce came with the mandate of ending many of the programs that Housing and Urban Development had been having, the programs you just criticized in your opening remarks. Why shouldn't the Reagan administration bear responsibility for this?
I think there's plenty of responsibility to be shared by a lot of people. But when we change, some parts of the homelessness have been adversely affected by changes in how the mentally ill are approached. There are some understandable restraints on just totals that the federal government can spend. But there's an enormous awakening out there to be accomplished in terms of what I sometimes refer to as the 1,000 points of light. It is not going to be solved by the federal government alone. And so I guess, let me change my answer here and say everybody should bear responsibility. Everybody, individual, everyone, because it is a national shame, and I want our administration to do our level best to help solve it.
What contributed to the homeless situation? Do you anticipate, given the problems with the deficit and your pledge on taxes, that the federal government will end up building more homes for the poor?
I think we're trying to find the most innovative answers. I don't know the answer whether they'll build any homes at all, but I wouldn't say that I would look for a massive federal home building program. I think Jack can explain that we have other ideas that I talked about in the campaign that I think would stretch the dollars further and that would provide more basic home ownership. Dave.
Mr. Vice President, the Blue Ribbon Commission has recommended a 50% pay increase for cabinet members, congressmen, and other federal officials. Do you support those recommendations?
I will be supportive of the President's decision. I am Vice President of the United States until the 20th of January, and I'm not going to begin either getting out of where that decision is or criticizing it once the decision is made. And then after I become president, maybe I'll have an unfettered view to do what was just asked about critiquing the decision. But I expect I'll be comfortable with what the president decides. Yeah, Owen.
NAACP Executive Director Benjamin Hooks said that on race relations and certain urban policies, he considers Congressman Kemp to be a liberal with a capital L. Given your recent campaign and your well-known attitudes about the L word, what is your own characterization of Mr. Kemp's policies, and do you consider it good or bad that he would be considered a liberal on civil rights?
I enthusiastically accept the view that Jack Kemp is a very caring individual, and Mr. Hooks can label him any way he wants. I don't want him to have a lot of Jack's built-in constituency too nervous about this. But look, we've got to do better in terms of urban America. We've got to do better in terms of the other half of that mandate, housing. Jack Kemp has long been known to be a fair play human being on civil rights, and that's the kind of person I'm proud to have at my side. Yeah, we'll go across this and then here, and then I'm going to
check. A new study, Mr. Vice President, that suggests the Baker Plan for dealing with third world debt needs to be revised. Do you agree?
I think we should take a whole new look at it, because parts of it are fine. The revitalization of the private sector in some of these countries. There is concern that the private institutions haven't loaned as much as they might. And so I do think that that should be subject to a major review, which will include not just the Treasury, but our national security people, because we've got enormous problems, particularly in our own hemisphere, on third world debt.
Do you think some forgiveness of debt might be included in a revised plan?
I think you have to be very careful of forgiveness of debt if you want future loans. So I think we've got to find a more versatile answer than simply compelling private institutions to write off the debt. I think that would dry up that third part of the Baker Plan, which is more loaning from private institutions. Yeah, Kathy, and then.
Mr. Vice President, one of the posts still outstanding, Secretary of Energy. Without talking personalities, can you tell us what you're looking for in an energy secretary? And for example, do the current nuclear problems cause you to look a little more in that direction now, rather than, and for example, would you pick someone who does not have expertise in the oil industry?
Well, I think it's important that very top levels of that department you have in either the secretary or the deputy expertise in both the hydrocarbon field and... I've been in favor of the safe use of nuclear power, and I still feel that way. And we've seen that it is almost impossible to do anything in that area, and so a new secretary, to the degree they have knowledge in that field, would be, I think that would be extraordinarily helpful. You also have a military component that some do not focus on when you think of the Department of Energy that is very, very important. And then you have a third thing. You have a research component in the Energy Department that is, I think there are more researchers and scientists, that come under the Energy Department than any other. So I'd want to find the top two that could be able to cope clearly with the nuclear side and also recognize that this country still has a tremendous dependency on the hydrocarbon side, on oil and gas. Tom.
Mr. Vice President, one thrust of a number of past Reagan budgets has been privatization. We've seen this particularly in the housing area. We haven't heard much about you on this subject. What do you feel about privatization of housing programs? And do you think that federal housing projects should be sold to the tenants at low cost?
One of the things that appeals to me about Jack Kemp as Secretary of HUD is that we share each other's convictions in terms of tenant ownership and privatization and private ownership. And there are some great examples worldwide of how effective it is when a person owns his or her own home or own house. I happen to think it would help in terms of strengthening family in this country. So I would like to think that our new secretary will push in that direction, and I'm confident he will.
Similar to you, in terms of the beginning dialogue between Arafat and the United States, do you would you hold Mr. Arafat responsible for every act of terrorism or military engagement of the PLO, or you feel that we have a good enough reading on those factions of PLO over which he has no control, or that there may be certain circumstances under which a military action by his organization would be justified?
I would not start off by showing any tolerance of PLO terror. And I don't care whether it comes from a faction of the left or from the center or right or wherever. I don't think that we should indicate any willingness to be tolerant of terrorism from the PLO. And I am concerned about it. I have been and will continue to be concerned about it. Yeah.
Is there some dissatisfaction in your mind with the job that Secretary Pierce has done for 8 years? Is that a decision? Not to hold him over as you held other Reagan cabinet?
No, the only cabinet officers that were held over were the three most recent appointees. And there is no dissatisfaction, but one of the things that I said in the campaign was we wanted change and new faces. Here's a brand new face. He'd never been in the executive branch before, but he brings in a tremendous, you'll have to understand, they've been needling me about new faces. Claiming Yiter, of all people, did not have a new face. So what we got to do is, at the end of a 8 year, and I think Sam was in the cabinet the whole time, and we have great respect for him, but revitalization, thinking anew, new time. And that's what with that change was about, and it was more in keeping with my general desire to make wholesale change in the cabinet. This is the last one, Jerry, and then I really do have to run over that jack.
Mr. Vice President, you seem to be dancing around just how much your administration will spend on housing.
Yes.
Can you talk about lobbying?
I wouldn't have phrased it that way, but that's exactly what I was doing.
Can you give us some bottom line sense? Is it your plans to spend more on housing than the Reagan administration has been spending, or spend less?
We're getting into that right now. And some, you know, let me make a philosophical comment. Jack can expand on it because I expect he agrees. You don't show your determination to solve a problem by simply increasing federal spending. There are other ways to skin a cat, and I was asked that here about the volunteer efforts and what others are doing. So we really haven't gotten into the budgetary aspects of what we need to do in housing. But I can't tell you whether it'll be totals of more money. There were certain commitments that I made that I will try to fulfill. And Jack referred to one of them appropriately in his statement. That was the McKinney Act, and which directly impacts on federal services to certain aspects of homelessness. But in terms of overall, Jerry, we just don't know that yet. And what we'll do is take a look at the Reagan budget, put the Bush priorities on it, and then sit down in serious negotiation with the United States Congress. And now I will turn it over to our new secretary.
So, Mr. Bush's choice has been made known here in Washington, D.C. It's Jack Kemp to be the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.